Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Well, welcome to the DL Link Show on 101.9 Chai FM. So wonderful to have you. Of course, this is the show where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. We were talking a lot about the Jerusalem Marathon. The Three C's dinner is coming up. Apart from being a huge support within the community for cancer warriors and their families, creating all kind of support and providing this beautiful held space in so many areas on that cancer journey. The DL Link has to do a lot of fundraising, and a lot of the fundraising has been about the DL Link's home and expanding it and being able to offer more to the warriors and their families. And so it's such amazing news, because the new dawn is finally a reality. The DL Link has officially embarked on the journey of building their magnificent center for 1,000 warriors. And the amazing thing is that they broke ground on World Cancer Day, which was the 4th of February. And we always say at the DL Link, there's no such things as coincidence. So it's just destiny in motion. So if you'd like to see what's happening, they would love you to pop past, to take a look, see the incredible plans taking shape. The future is so bright, and they really are creating something life-changing because they shine and they're just amazing. So go along to the DL Link. You can contact them if you want to find out where exactly it is, but it is just fabulous news. So we have a great show lined up for you today. We are going to be chatting to Laurel and Karen from Life Buddies, Buddies for Life and Oncology Buddies. And then we're going to be talking to a pharmacist, and he very specifically deals with making treatments for chemotherapy. So that'll be very interesting. And that's what is coming up on the show. Just also a reminder, Jerusalem Marathon happening on the 4th of April. And if you are thinking of running through the beautiful streets of Jerusalem, then go along to the DL Link website and join Team DL Link. Don't wait, because the flights are filling up very, very quickly. So just before we went on air, Laurel and Karen and I were chatting and saying, hang on, have we met in person? And we were saying, yes, years ago. I think it was before COVID, although we have a very close association with Buddies for Life and Oncology Buddies. Very often cancer warriors or doctors who are featured in that publication, we then have on the show. So it really is a pleasure to have Laurel Williams, who's the editor of Buddies for Life and Oncology Buddies, and Karen Joseph, who is the publisher of World for Word Media, on the show today, because of course it was World Cancer Day, as I said, on the 4th of Feb. So welcome, ladies. So lovely to have you on the show.
Thank you very much, Nikki. Lovely to be here and to also have the opportunity to reach out to all corners of the world where you have such a big reach. Thank you. Yeah.
No, absolute pleasure. And listen, the work that you do is really, really very special. So before we talk about World Cancer Day and all of those wonderful things, maybe you can just tell our listeners, for those who don't know about Buddies for Life and Oncology Buddies, Laurel, seeing as though you're the editor, perhaps you can tell us a little bit more about the publication, how it started, why it started.
I think I'll let Karen take that question.
No problem, Nikki. I'm happy to dive in. Sure. I was just thinking every day feels like cancer day for us as publishers. But well, when we look backwards, we started Buddies for Life and Oncology Buddies under the Word for Word Media stable. And we were fortunate enough in 2010 to actually have an opportunity to go and speak to the Breast Health Foundation. But going backwards a little further, at the time, I had an editor whose daughter had breast cancer, and she was a friend of my daughter's, and at 27 had to have a double mastectomy. And we're a cause marketing company. At the time, we were just working in disability. And this just happened, and it was a family in absolute turmoil. They were on the wrong medical aid. And please stop me if you have any questions.
Will do. No, carry on. If I have questions, I will stop you. Go
thank
ahead.
You.
Thanks, Karen.
So,
love stories.
Yeah, so it really is a story, and it was a real cause for why isn't there anything out there for cancer patients? And so we looked at what had happened. They had been on the wrong medical, well, the right medical aid, but on the wrong plan. And in order to save Victoria's life with such aggressive cancer that she had, it was necessary for the parents to actually bond their home to save them because they just did not have the funds to pay for that treatment. And what actually happened thereafter was that we decided, well, let's start this and put this magazine together. Victoria, then 27, as I say, she said she was going to do a diary. And that she did. And we encouraged her to actually give us like a framework of what she went through. And because of that, we took that as a publishing entity to the Breast Health Foundation, because they were the support group that she was working through. And they had an exco meeting, and we were able to present how we thought we could do that, because publishing is something we've been doing for a very long time. And our team, although we started in 2007, prior to that, the publishing background was, taken up with how to publish. And in those days, free wasn't even a consideration. Mm-hmm. So we, at this point in time, we actually have to say thank you to our advertisers, because fast forward, when we first started, we received the go-ahead from Professor Carol Ann Benn, who said, we want this. We don't know how you're going to do it. It's your problem, but how soon can we have the magazine? and that's how it actually came together. So with the Cancer Alliance and Cancer and the Breast Health Foundation, they said they will help us to find the right doctors to come on board. And with their help, we have been able to actually work together ongoing for all these years since 2010. Initially, it started off and it was quarterly. We are now go out bi-monthly, and we are still free. Thank you to our advertisers' support for that. But we have grown. When I say grown in publishing terms, we don't only print. We are now online, and we also have a podcast, and magazine also has newsletters and social media. So in old days, you just used to publish one magazine, but now we multitask and do so much more than we ever did before. And we move with the technology of that. And
just incredible.
Yeah, and really it is distributed by MediPost, who came on board and certainly helped us out of a sticky spot in terms of making sure that the distribution happens and effectively happens. And so they distribute to 110 different points, which would obviously then be oncology units, hospitals, private clinics, support groups. And then, so the whole magazine is all about stories. It is all about information. It covers a whole lot of different pillars that we tick off before going to print, and we brainstorm it, and we share that information with our partners to say, this is what we're putting in the next issue. And Laurel and Sandra and the sales team all come together and help to put that together. But the hard work really happens around the editorial and the distribution, and then also obviously getting the support that we need from the advertisers. But
yeah,
before
amazing. Karen, I'm just going to interrupt you there,
please,
because
please.
I mean, it started off, as you say, with, you know, this Karen Joseph and the 27 years old, and you've mentioned the breast cancer the Breast Health Foundation. But it's not just breast cancer. I mean, you look at all cancers across the range, all the cancers and all the stories and all the treatments and all the doctors. So it's incredible that you have grown so much since 2010. I mean, it's amazing that you've grown. Obviously, there's such a need. And also, it's so sad, right, that there's such a need, because it's reality and it's something that you know, most people are having to face in one way or another, whether they are on the cancer journey or whether family members or whether friends are on that journey. So Laurel, let me just bring you in here, because it's Buddies for Life and Oncology Buddies. So it's one magazine. Maybe you can just explain how that works and what the difference is.
Yeah, sure. So Buddies for Life focuses on breast cancer. It's the lifestyle publication for breast cancer survivors and their loved ones. And then Oncology Buddies, which is the flip side. It's a tumble magazine. So if you get one, you get the other. Oncology Buddies focuses on all different types of cancer. And that's like the array. We just go through all the different cancer months and try and cover as many cancers as we can.
You've been working with this publication for many years now. I'm often asked the question, you know, do you find presenting the DL Link show, do you find it difficult? You're talking about cancer, you're talking about illness. Some people make it, some people don't. Personally, I'm just inspired every single day. How has the journey been for you?
I love storytelling and I love people. So it brings me immense joy to be able, it's a privilege to share people's stories. But I think by the end of the year, I'll admit I am a bit burnt out and you get a bit tired. And also, especially when we lose people, like you just do an interview with them and a few months later, you hear they've lost their, you know, they're not there anymore. That's hard. But I think what I try to focus on for myself is just the beauty in every story and the positivity. And I think after interviewing so many cancer survivors, it's just a reality check that you need to live your life to the fullest every single day.
So true. The 4th of Feb was World Cancer Day, and I know that the theme was United by Unique. So that's obviously something that's big for you. You work towards that. What did you at Buddies for Life, Oncology Buddies, what did you do for this United by Unique with this theme? What did you focus on?
So when I saw the theme, I was actually so excited because it's all about patient stories. So I think their tagline is something like, behind every diagnosis, there's a unique story or personal story. And I think I got so excited because we've been doing this already, that this is our focus of our magazine. We tell stories. So I think we've been doing it long before the theme. That's not to say we thought of it before, but it's just where our focus lies. So we also did, obviously, the Upside Down Challenge. So it was on the World Cancer Day website. You take a photo of yourself, you turn yourself upside down, and you say, cancer turned my world upside down. And obviously, we just said, but Oncology Buddies still spreads the hope and shares survivor stories. And we just do a lot of social media and just try and get the word out there.
That's amazing. So the upside down challenge, I mean, if you look at it in terms of your readers, are people that interactive? Do they do it? Do they take part in that?
Yeah, so we had our cover star, she was in November, December, December Jan, and she did it. She actually lost her nose to skin cancer, and she tagged us in it. Another lady, Lizelle Knott, who has started her own, she's a breast cancer survivor, she did it, and she tagged us in it. So, yeah, I think if people are aware of it, they definitely do it. And if you're a cancer survivor, you will definitely.
Where do you find your stories? Who, I mean, do people contact you? Do you go out looking? Do you just pick up messages? How do you source these amazing stories?
So I get a lot of people emailing me. Obviously, our details are in the mag and on the website. But if we're also looking for a specific type of cancer to cover, I'm very fortunate enough to have good relations with some doctors, and I can just say, do you have this type of patient? They find out if they're comfortable with me phoning, and then they put us in touch. But Facebook and social media, it's actually astounding. So many people are willing to share their story. So it's quite easy to find.
Yeah. And do you find, as you say, I mean, the whole idea united by unique and behind every cancer warrior is a unique story. But there are kind of themes that come through. The shock in the beginning, the why me. Then so many people talk about the why not me, how they rise to the challenge, how they turn their lives around. This is just from my experience, just watching and listening and witnessing this journey. Are you finding, I mean, having done this for so many years, do you find that there are these themes? Do you find that people mention, while the story is very unique, similar kind of epiphanies, experiences, those light bulb moments?
So definitely. I think that's why, and everyone just has this realization. And sometimes I'm a bit envious. I clearly don't want cancer, but I would love to have that epiphany on just how what's really important in life. I think we take it for granted, and there's so much. Even though they've got their own personal story, you write. There's that it's like a grief process. You go through all the different stages, and they realized what's important, and then there's some that changed their life completely from leaving corporate and going to what they really do. Someone ending a unhappy marriage just to be free, and someone just finding like true acceptance in themselves, even though they've got all these scars on their bodies.
Yeah, pretty inspiring, pretty amazing. Karen, also for you, I mean, you've been doing this a long time as well. You've told us how it came into existence, and I'm just wondering, when someone is given that diagnosis, how overwhelming it is. It can be so isolating, and it's like where to from here. And there are all these organizations, I mean, so many of them are involved with your publication. For people listening, because this your Buddies for Life and Oncology Buddies is filled with information. But what are the steps? I mean, do you outline that in your publication? And when I mean steps, I mean support groups, organizations they can join, people to ask whether they're on the right medical aid, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes, we have so many different contributors to the publication as well. And then we also have little booklets that we publish. Like we started off with a directory, and we have a cancer journey, so people can follow that and see exactly whereabouts on the road they are with their cancers. And when we initially started with Buddies for Life, we were contacted by many people saying, "When are you going to do my ribbon? When are you going to focus on my cancer? I too have a story to tell. I too want information about my cancer." And a lot of these things are very private and very personal. And so our audio books are a new way where people can actually listen to the audio books and really absorb the diagnosis before actually telling their families, because it takes a while, and sometimes it's really hard for families to break it to their children about the fact that they have been diagnosed. And so, we have so many different pillars before the magazine goes out. Have we covered that people are living longer, and how is it affecting their lifestyle? There's a whole fact around education and awareness, and the doctors do so much of that education that we have to thank them too for putting up their hands to actually write these articles, because there was nowhere for them, for patients to go other than to the support groups. But what better resource than to get it straight from the doctors that are interested in supporting families and sharing things like genetics and how to get past your disfigurements and how to deal with cultural aspects as well as survivorship and the treatments. If patients understand the treatment aspects, they will stay on treatment for much longer. It's been shown that educated, well-educated patients stay the road and live longer. And so the magazine looks at things like eating well and how to unpack, how to make your medical aid work for you, where PMBs, how do they work? And we also deal with the difficult questions. And the magazine, as I said, is we also encourage people to sign up to the newsletter to receive this online publication. It's all for free. So and now with the audio, they can choose which platform they want to absorb all this information. Is it print? Is it online? Is it through social media? Is it finding the booklets that meet their requirements? But everything is there. So we've got a whole library since the beginning. We have, well, not quite the beginning, because I don't think it would, our website would open. So we're already onto our 73rd issue of Buddies for Life, and we've done 56 issues. So that is a resource that is gold, because people can go and search and find the information of how to help your family member. And we all have those people around us that are affected by cancer.
You know, Karen, I think it's so important. So people can really access all of those publications that go back all of those years, as you say, so much information, because often we talk about Dr. Google, and the first thing people do is they Google things, and it can be very frightening, and there can be some misinformation, not so much misinformation, but, you know, generic, and we're also, you know, individual, and it can just lead us down a very dark rabbit hole. So being able to have access to your publication, to be able to go back and get that information, is extremely, extremely valuable.
They can go online on, I have to just put the website out there since we're talking.
Please do.
It would be buddiesforlife.co.za. And then for Oncology Buddies, it's oncologybuddies.com.
So I just want to repeat. So the Buddies for Life is more for the breast cancer, and which is buddiesforlife.co.za, and Oncology Buddies is for all the other cancers.
Yes, and that's .com.
.com. The oncologybuddies.com. Fantastic. So people can, if they want to get a hard copy, a magazine in their hands, where do they get those?
Because in South Africa we don't have a postal service, which is why online works so well. So at the time of distribution, magazines are available at the oncology units, the hospitals, the private clinics, and the support groups. So, and that's distributed, as I said earlier, by MediPost.
Yes.
So, and there are many people that are in South Africa that want to receive magazines. They actually come to my offices, and it's available. We just have to make sure that that we are in the office at the time, because we're a small team. But there are lots of Cuppa for Cancers and events that people organize with their communities. And so I don't have endless copies, but we do have some of my marketing copies, which go like hotcakes. Yeah. And so I have to keep some back to entice other advertisers to stay on board. it is quite a challenge.
Yeah. But people can go and they can access the publication online, which is fantastic. Sign up. So where do they go to sign up for the newsletter?
So for Buddies for Life, they will receive both anyway. So Buddies for Life and Oncology Buddies. And then we also do all kinds of things like newsletter takeovers, and especially that works really well for World Cancer Day and Ribbon Awareness Months and all those kinds of things as well. So
fantastic.
We highlight and we do the awareness months on social media and through the newsletters.
Just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful work. Laurel, before we say goodbye, is there anything that you wanted to share with our audience that perhaps we haven't covered?
If anyone's listening and they want to listen and share their story, they're welcome to email me at editor@buddiesforlife.co.za. And just, it's a privilege, like I say, a privilege to be able to tell everyone's story.
Thank you so much. Laurel Williams, editor of Buddies for Life and Oncology Buddies, and Karen Joseph, publisher of Word for Word Media. Great work that you're doing. Thank you so much for coming onto the show. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Nikki. It's been fabulous.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Thank you. So, you know, as I was saying in the interview, that overwhelm, that where to from here, that, oh my God, what's happening? I've been through these, some of these publications, and they really are amazing, with very uplifting stories as well. So just once again, go to the websites and look for the information, then sign up for the newsletters. So that's buddiesforlife.co.za, and that's oncologybuddies.com. Once again, I want to just remind you that if you are wanting to take place in the Jerusalem Marathon, and you want to run through the gorgeous streets of Jerusalem and honor a warrior with every step that you take, because of course, it's not just a race. It really is a chance to uplift lives and bring hope to those who need it most, and yourself. You get the benefit. So it's on the 4th of April. Flights are limited. Spots are filling up fast. So go to the website www.dllink.co.za today. Be a part of something truly remarkable. We're going to take a break. And after the break, Gustav Mwandula, an oncology pharmacist, will be joining us. Stay with us.